Around the clock, around the world, Bloomberg keeps you connected on television, online, on the radio, and on mobile.
This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
Welcome to Taking Stock for Tuesday, August the 17th, 2010. I'm Pim Fox. Coming up, we've got John Dorfman from Thunderstorm Capital. He has 12 sane stocks that he's managed to screen, and he says these are the kinds of stocks that if you are at all defensive and perhaps a little bit worried about today's market action and what's happening in volatility, these might be the sane stocks for your portfolio. You've been doing something for about 8 years, from 1999 through 2006. You put together an annual column, something called the Sane Portfolio. What was the idea behind that?
Well, this was intended to be kind of a slightly conservative portfolio that wouldn't require too much turnover from year to year. So it's not going for maximum capital gains. It's aiming for a slightly safer point on the risk continuum than perhaps my typical recommendations, which I think of as medium risk. So these are somewhat larger stocks. Many of them pay pretty good dividends, and they meet a number of statistical tests. I won't enumerate all of them, but they have to pass 7 tests to make it into this portfolio.
Well, let's talk about some of those 7 criteria that these companies need to best in order to get on the list. What about market value? How big do the companies have to be?
Just have to be $1 billion, which in my mind is the bottom of mid-cap. So there are no small caps in this particular portfolio.
All right, so no small caps. All right, and so they've got to have a market value of more than $1 billion. What about debt?
Debt has to be less than stockholders' equity. So in the United States, that eliminates about one-third of companies, and you have the strongest two-thirds that remain.
What is stockholders' equity, for those who don't know? This idea that you've got to balance that versus the debt that exists for the company.
There are a couple of definitions, but the simplest one is it's the company's net worth. It's parallel to your own personal net worth if you add up all your assets and subtract your mortgage and so on.
And you'd like that to be a little bit more than the debt that you actually owe.
Correct.
What about earnings growth? What kind of earnings growth do you demand?
Well, in normal times, this is a fairly undemanding criterion. 5% earnings growth a year minimum. Now, in recent times, I was surprised that 170 companies passed all 7 tests because earnings growth has been hard to come by. But it has to average 5% a year or better for the past 5 years.
John Dorfman, all right, we talked about market value of companies for the Sane portfolio. They have to be greater than $1 billion. The debt has to be less than stockholders' equity. And you like earnings to grow at least 5% a year for the past 5 years. What about a return on stockholders' equity?
So this is simply a measure of profitability. And for this, we require at least 10% a year in the latest, at least 10% in the latest fiscal year. So that's pretty decent profitability. These are not turnarounds. They're more intended to be more steady companies.
All right. Well, let's give some examples that make the Sane portfolio a rich portfolio of companies, because this is not just devoted to one specific industry group. You say your first pick for the Sane portfolio is ExxonMobil.
Yep, I figure we had to start fresh because it's been 4 years since I published one of these, and all the qualifiers from past years had dropped away one way or the other. 2 of them actually were taken over. So starting fresh, I thought ExxonMobil would be a good cornerstone to build on. They have the pick of the best engineers, the best geologists in the industry. And the stock's selling at a pretty moderate price, about 11, 12 times earnings.
And you're going to get just under 3% in terms of the dividend right now.
Yep. So I think it's a stock that one can hold on to and not worry too much about. And that's the intention of this portfolio, is to look for some things that could be long-term holdings.
Well, you mentioned worry, and I'm just wondering, down 10% so far this year, would that be something that would worry you if it wasn't ExxonMobil?
I'm used to buying stocks that are down a lot because I have been known to catch a falling knife or two in my time. It doesn't really worry me. I think that, with oil bouncing around lately between $75 and $82 a barrel, in my opinion, the next 5 years, it's more likely to go up than down. We've been living through a very anomalous time the last 2.5 years where World economies have mostly been weak, you know, stronger in Asia and particularly China, but weak in most places, and energy consumption actually going down. That's very rare. I think you'll see a return to the historical mean where energy consumption grows about 3% a year.
All right, let's go to the other extreme of the portfolio. Not that there are really extremes in the same portfolio. You mentioned ExxonMobil, but what about a company such as Cliffs Natural Resources? Is that a company that people ought to pay attention to? This is really just basic commodities. We're talking about iron ore and coal.
Yep, and we mentioned a minute ago how growth has been higher in China than in most countries and almost all other countries in the last few years. Cliffs is partly a China play because it gets about 30% of its revenue selling iron ore and coal, particularly iron ore, to China. It's also a bit of a play on the economy because iron ore, of course, is an ingredient in steel, and steel industry has been depressed by the economy. So if I'm right and we're not going to have a double dip in the United States and Europe, then Cliffs should do pretty well.
All right. Talk about another company that you've got on this list that people may not know about. This is a company that does a lot of defense operations. They include those simulation equipment for training as well as military electronics. This is Cubic Corp. They're based in San Diego.
I like Cubic's mix. A lot of people actually have day-to-day experience with Cubic and don't realize it because if they live in big cities, they have automated cards for riding the subway or the bus, so they may be using Cubic equipment every time they get on a subway or bus. But about 70% of the company's revenue is defense electronics. And I think that's, and as you said, that includes training simulators, which military finds to be quite useful. So I like the company's mix, and it's sort of moderately priced. It's not the deep bargains that I usually look for, but it's about 16 times earnings and just over 2 times book value.
And the company really just making the list, CUB, because we're talking about a market cap of $1.052 billion, so just over that that $1 billion mark in market value. What about a company that makes specialty foods as well as some glassware and candles, Lancaster Colony? Boy, I got to, you know, that is one of those companies that just like a blast from the past, John Dorfman.
Oh, do you remember getting Christmas gifts?
From Lancaster, sure, from Lancaster Colony. I remember it very well.
Sausages, perhaps, from Lancaster Colony. Yeah, this is one of the smallest companies on the list as well. It's $1.4 billion. It's a little cheaper than, for example, Cubic, selling at about 12 times earnings. And it's a sleeper. One of the things I love about it is it's debt-free. And it had a very nice return on equity, 23% last year. So it may seem to be in a pretty unglamorous area. It's also been quite consistently profitable. It's been profitable every year the last 10 years.
Yeah, a company, the Lancaster Colony, making the specialty foods, the Marzetti brand of foods. What about a company in the insurance business, the Chubb Corporation, symbol CB? This is a stock that we're talking about a 16, you know, let's say $17 billion market value. Why do you like Chubb?
Chubb is indeed big, and I like it for a number of reasons. First, became acquainted with it because it was long a favorite of my mentor in the securities business, David Dreeman, who owned it for many years.
All about value investing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. During the commercial break, I checked to see if he's still a big holder, and I see he's not. But I like it at 9 times earnings. The company usually makes an underwriting profit, which means that it takes in more in premiums than it pays out in claims and expenses.
I'm just going to have you hang on a second there, John Dorfman, because explain how these insurance companies work, because that seems like a very obvious statement that you would take in more in premiums than you actually pay out in claims. But indeed, many insurance companies, they kind of trade their book. I mean, they invest a lot of those premiums and they hope that the things they invest in are going to go up in value.
Right. A lot of them cut it so close that they sort of break even or in a bad year actually lose money on the insurance part of the business itself, and they depend on investment income to put them into the black. So that's playing it close to the edge, you can get tripped up, and that can lead to subpar profitability. But Chubb usually makes an underwriting profit. For example, last year they paid out only about 86 cents in claims and expenses for every dollar that they took in premiums. So it's a good, solid business, mostly property and casualty business, and the stock is selling just a little bit above book value or corporate net worth, and 9x earnings.
Well, and it's up 9% so far this year. All right, so you like the Chubb Corporation, symbol CB. What about people's demand for hard disks for personal computers? I mean, we seem to be able to figure out new things to store on a daily basis. Is this going to drive the maker of hard disk drives? You like Western Digital.
To be brutally candid, I have been stunned at how poorly Western Digital has done this year. Now, granted, it's coming back from a terrific year the year before, and so partly it's just settling back down after that big gain, but it is selling for 4x earnings. So it's the 12 stocks I name in the same portfolio. It is the cheapest at just 4x earnings.
Yeah, I mean, this is a stock that has gotten crushed this year. This is down almost 50% since the beginning of 2010.
Yes, and to put that into a little bit of perspective, it was up 285% last year. So, that's part of the story.
Well, how does this end up in the sane part of the portfolio? This sounds like a little bit of volatility you're going to have to deal with.
It is. I agree. And often in the tech sector, you have a little more volatility than most other sectors. But I certainly didn't want my sane portfolio to be naked with regard to technology. And this is, in my opinion, such a good bargain that I couldn't resist putting it in. By the way, for the sake of disclosure, the stocks in the same portfolio that I own personally and for clients include this one and also Merck, which we haven't discussed, and Cliffs Natural Resources, which we did talk about.
So you're in there right alongside the investor.
Indeed.
Tell me about Merck right now. This is a company that you loved in the past because, 33% return on stockholders' equity, but that was last year. What about now?
Well, I just think, everyone is afraid that these big pharmaceutical companies, including Merck, have a pipeline that's disappearing, and I don't think they've lost all their research prowess. Meantime, the stock has sunk to the point where it offers a good dividend yield. It offers a 4% plus dividend yield. Debt is not too high. It's only 33% of equity, and you have one of the premier names in the pharmaceutical industry here selling at 11x earnings, so I consider it a bargain.
And what about bargains when it comes to the oil and gas business? Because we know that a lot of offshore drillers have been hit by all that's gone on in the Gulf of Mexico. You like Diamond Offshore Drilling, DO.
Yes, and there, frankly, I like most of the stocks in the offshore drilling industry right now because I think they really threw the babies out with the bathwater. But DO is a good example, and it's one that meets the criteria for the same portfolio. And it's selling for less than 8x earnings now.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there, but I want to thank you very much, John Dorfman, coming to us from Thunderstorm Capital in Boston, giving us a peek at what he describes as a sane portfolio in times where we're not going to even call it sane right now. Coming up, we're going to talk about how the U.S. bond market may be just as vulnerable to a plunge as stocks were a decade ago. We've got Bloomberg Stocks columnist Dave Wilson.
Copyright Bloomberg LP 2010.